Welcome to Sensual Secrets, where we talk about how you can live in pleasure by embracing your feminine energy, finding and nurturing a deeply loving relationship, and growing into the best version of yourself. My name is Lieke Seelis, and I will be your host, guiding you on this intimate journey of self-discovery. I hope you really enjoy, and please subscribe. It would mean so much to me. Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome to a new episode of Sensual Secrets. Today I want to talk about patterns, recurring patterns that come up in your life and how you always see the same patterns come up in a different jacket, in a different context, in a different situation. And you recognize the pattern, but you are able to heal it at a deeper level because you are putting in the work and you're constantly meeting new layers of this same old pattern. The way that I have experienced this in my life is that when I heal a certain pattern, I feel liberated. I feel like my energy is lighter. I feel like I have let go of something through conscious effort. But then at a certain point in my life, when I am ready for it and when I'm ready to see a different perspective on this or to see a deeper root of this same old pattern, then it shows up again. And I'm able to go deeper into this and to scratch the surface of this new layer. Because I've been doing the work on all of the upper layers before, now I finally have access to yet another way of healing this pattern in a more profound way. So in a way, you get access to a new depth of a familiar story that is repeating in your life. But this story, this same old story, is constantly disguised in a different context. Like, for example, it's the same person but in a new jacket. So it's not always straightforward to recognize it. But when you do recognize it and you have been healing different versions of this pattern, you get access to where this pattern is rooted more deeply inside of you. And you can figure out these new branches of roots through accessing, for example, long lost memories that you had forgotten about or things that you have been in denial about. And so when you are ready to stop denying them, or when you are able to access these memories, these maybe childhood memories or maybe traumatic memories, they will come up for you in your life whenever you are ready to heal them. And in this way, it's so important to practice trust that wherever you are at in your journey, you will always be guided towards anything that you can handle, anything that crosses your path. You will be able to deal with that in this moment. You have enough courage, enough power, enough wisdom to now deal with this pattern or challenge or whatever it is, and however you want to call it, you are now ready to move through it and to let it go at this level. Because you have now gathered so much more knowledge and wisdom, and you are turning that knowledge into wisdom, actually, by implementing it and integrating it into your life. And you can, for example, look at things from a different perspective because of new insights that you have gathered. And so a way that you can shift your patterns is by becoming aware of them, of how you think and behave. To become aware of these repeating energies, these repeating emotions that you feel or experience over and over throughout the course of your life. And when you do this and you become more and more conscious of how you act, think, feel in each and every moment, and you observe your thoughts, you observe your emotions, you observe your behaviors as an outsider from a helicopter perspective, you become better and better at it until you become instantaneously aware of your patterns and observe yourself from the outside in each and every moment. And after becoming very aware of yourself throughout your life, throughout your each and every daily life, what works best for me to change any pattern is when I can catch myself in the moment, when the pattern is arising, when it's happening live, or even when I just feel the impulse towards this pattern, but I haven't even acted yet, or the emotion hasn't even evolved yet, but I'm already aware of what is coming. Because when I catch myself as soon as possible, when I observe the pattern unfolding, I can choose to act differently. And that is for me when I'm truly able to break a pattern, when I can shift my energy in the moment and put in the effort to consciously act differently than I have ever before. And this can be even in very simple decisions throughout your day, like for example, regarding your health or the nutrition that you take in. When you go out to your favorite restaurant and you always order the same plate, for example, you always have a dessert and you know that it's not that good for you. And you know that every time again, you really enjoy eating this dessert, but it gives you a bellyache. You can become aware and notice yourself acting out of autopilot, maybe because you are longing for this sugar addiction to be fulfilled and you are about to order the same old dessert in the same old way that you always do, but then you say, wait a second, this is not what I want anymore, because I don't want to experience this stomach ache after leaving this restaurant, because I want to prioritize my health over my sugar addiction. And so this is just a very simple example of how this can show up in your life, in your daily life. But these patterns are all around you throughout your whole day, and they determine your interactions with people. And especially in romantic relationships, it's super interesting to start observing your same old energy, your same old needs that you want to be fulfilled by someone else, or the same old communication patterns that you get stuck in. Or maybe when you're dating someone and you really notice that the same loop is just repeating with a different person. You've been through this love story. You've been through this way of communicating. You've been through this way of feeling over and over and over. And now if you want a different outcome, you're gonna have to choose differently. So I really wanted to share about this because recently I've been working through a lot of patterns and I've been able to really observe myself through the breakup that I've been going through and be very aware of how I'm interacting now with people around me in a new social environment from a different perspective, looking at myself and at my patterns, my behaviors, and looking at who I am out of the container that I had with my ex-partner, out of that identity of being in a relationship, and out of the identity of who I was in this relationship that I created with a person when I started relating with him 2 years ago. This container that we had set up with a foundation of me, of who I was 2 years ago, when I was a completely different person. And it's really interesting now for me to observe myself and to apply this freedom of choice into who do I want to be now in meeting new people? How do I want to behave, act? What are my boundaries? How am I communicating? How am I fulfilling my own needs? How do I want others to fulfill my needs? And so many more aspects in which I can now choose which kind of foundation I want to set up for my new me, for my new way of relating with someone. And this opens up so many opportunities. And this is why I feel like I'm going through such an interesting time right now, because all of the work that I'm doing on myself and the way that I am consciously healing certain patterns and choosing how to act in a new way of relating towards others and setting this new foundation. Wow. So many options and so many ways of setting up new connections. And I truly believe that the more you heal yourself, the higher that you vibrate, the higher your frequency is, and the more you have let go of any blockages that are stopping you from loving someone, that are stopping you from communicating in the best way, the better that that match is that you're going to meet as well. The more interesting or the more evolved that your new friends will be, the new people that you will date will be. And looking around in your environment throughout these times of change, you can really see mirrored back at you where you are at in your own journey. So all of the habits and all of the behaviors of the people that you are relating with, and just in general, the vibe of the people that you are relating with, you can look at them and see them as a mirror of where you are at, just like you were before, mirroring each other in your relationship. But like I said before, that mirror was based on an older version of me, had the foundation of me 2 years ago. So now I am meeting a new version of myself in my social environment. So with this reflection of my environment, I am asking myself, who am I in this moment in time? What is being reflected back at me? And where are the things that I still want to improve on? Which are the next steps that I want to take in my own journey, in my own evolution? And how am I consciously choosing to live my life, to let go of certain energetic patterns, not only in relationship with others, but also in my business, and especially with myself? Where do I still have blockages? Where do I still feel like my life could flow smoother in the way that I am building my business, in the way that I feel within myself, in the way that I relate with myself, but also the way that I relate with others? And how can I let go of these patterns that have been stuck inside of me since my childhood, or since this traumatic event, or throughout my whole life in the same old loop? How can I recognize these different mirrors of the same pattern? Am I recognizing certain patterns in different people now? Am I recognizing even new patterns that I'm ready now to finally face and to finally deal with? Patterns that I've never been aware of before, maybe. And so times of change are really interesting, and I really think it's so exciting because you are gaining new insights. And when you are conscious, you can truly choose a different direction. So the question is, which way do you want to go now? And I'll leave it at that. Have a beautiful day.